A group of six doctors have defied a federal government gag order to talk about conditions for young children on Nauru and Christmas Island. The paediatricians are risking jail time by telling the ABC that young children are self-harming and attempting suicide. Tomorrow, the High Court will rule on a test case challenging the government's policy of transferring asylum seekers to regional detention centres. A warning, some of the details in this story are confronting. Among those who may be returned to Nauru is a five-year-old boy who was allegedly raped on the island. Medical reporter Sophie Scott.
When Sydney paediatrician Hansantha Gunasekera went to work with refugees on Nauru, he knew he was required by law to keep what he saw there secret. But the doctor was so horrified by the deteriorating mental condition of detainees that he's decided to speak out.
Violence, outbursts, disobedience, behaviour, disorders, self-harm, cutting, it's catastrophic, and we just do not see that very often. We see very young children who just can't take it anymore, saying things like, you know, I may as well just jump off the roof, there's no point anymore. And I had one parent say to me, you know, I brought my kids here for them to be safe, not to learn how to commit suicide. And what do you say to a parent like that?
Dr. Gunasekera believes Australians are unaware of what's really happening in offshore detention facilities, and that's the way the federal government wants it.
The government, I think, is actually ashamed of what it's doing. I think that's the reality. The government does not want anyone to know what's happening.
Dr. Karen Zwee has also treated patients in offshore detention. She now looks after children transferred to Australia because they're too sick to remain in detention, including a five-year-old boy who was allegedly raped on Nauru.
Like many other children who are very distressed, he regressed, he began bedwetting, he was anxious, he became very concerned about his mother's well-being. He actually began to self-harm, as I've seen several other children do as well, and eventually he was transferred over to the mainland for treatment.
The boy is among hundreds of asylum seekers facing the prospect of returning to Nauru, where his alleged attacker remains at large.
His greatest fear is returning to Nauru. That is this huge cloud hanging over him, that he will be returned to an absolutely traumatic and devastating environment for him.
Tomorrow, the High Court will rule on a case which challenges the government's policy of transferring asylum seekers to offshore facilities. If it fails, the federal government is expected to return 160 adults, 37 babies and 54 children who were brought to the mainland for medical treatment back to Nauru. Dr. Gunasekera again.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm completely horrified by that report because, I mean, I have seen the children on Nauru. I've seen the children in detention centres on the mainland who've come from Nauru, and they're just traumatised.
Asia, as we'll call her, is one of the asylum seekers who might soon have to return to Nauru. She spent 14 months there after fleeing human traffickers in her home country.
You have so much time on your hands. The nights are too long, days are too long, nothing gets shorter. And daytime, it's very hot, like 45 degrees every single day, people living in tents.
She attempted to end her life after she was physically assaulted by a guard.
I tried to hang myself, then my friend saved me from that.
She was quietly released into the Australian community so she could receive the care she needed, but faces an uncertain future.
I'm not working, I'm not allowed to study. Like, I live in a community, I'm free, but at the same time, the last thing they said to me was, we can send you back to detention at any time.
A spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, says he won't comment on the High Court matter until the court makes its ruling. However, he did say that the medical treatments given to asylum seekers in detention centres was on par with the care available in Australia.
Sophie Scott.